It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Keenan's weak. Keenan, you're weak. What was that?
What was that?
Why are you so weak, Keenan?
I'm giving
you. Supposed to power up right
I'm
now.
I'm giving you the power of the show that we're watching. That's what the fuck I'm doing.
That's jokes.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Animation.
Man, this dude Keenan came into the office today with the most trash energy.
I honestly thought
somebody died in his family. I was like, dude, are you okay?
I apologize for that because you and Cam were legit kind of concerned. Like, hey, is everything cool with you?
So yeah, you really walked in here like my dog got hit by a car on the way here. That was the energy you walked in.
Well, I did watch the Book of Eli for the first time too. So
yeah. I've never seen that. Is that good? Yes.
It's good, man. Too.
Depressing.
Yeah.
All right.
Obviously. Yeah.
A little depressing. Makes you think about shit. Yeah. But yeah, we're continuing on with Neon Genesis bullshit. And Jesus fucking Christ, man. I don't want to use whatever. I know people might get offended by what I just said with that. But this anime has offended me even more.
I like these past five episodes.
Oh, yes, I did too. Are you serious?
The thing is, these are definitely the best episodes so far.
These are the better.
Are you serious?
Definitely.
To me, the first five were actually the better episodes.
I mean, there's some crazy stuff that happened, especially in episode four.
Episode four itself alone, that one episode is by far the best episode.
That's what I'm saying. I would agree with that. The first five are clearly.
No. He means episode four of what we're watching.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, this one?
What we just watched when, like, well, you know, we'll get there.
I mean, it has some crazy stuff, but this shit, I'm so tapped out.
It was boring. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But the highs were actually pretty high for the show.
Yeah.
The highs for this show are low. That's how bad this. All right. I understand that.
I just can't wait to talk about some theories that I want to talk about.
You were pretty spot on with your theories
from last time.
Yeah.
What did I
about them actually wanting to come down there and get Adam, and then they pretty much confirmed that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess I did call that out, didn't I?
Yeah. And we got some. We gonna have some other moments with Mr. Me Too and himself.
Yeah.
He had some good times, some bad times this week.
Yeah, I was gonna say he had highs and lows.
Yeah,
y'all can come at me, but I'm just saying I got ammunition too.
No. And seeing those particular parts, I was like, oh, Brandon kind of got you there, Rob. Yeah, and then I saw there's another part.
There was a lot. So I'd also like to point. He did some dope shit in these episodes.
Yeah,
he also did some not dope shit.
He did.
No, but I just want to point out one thing that's really important is that we're starting to do something new, guys. We kind of alluded to it last week, but we didn't really talk about it directly, is we're actually video recording all of our episodes now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So like right now,
we're videoing.
I am on camera.
It.
I am pointing at you. You can watch this on YouTube.
Also, watch your hands, guy, because sometimes when we're on a camera, sometimes your hand gets in the camera and it blocks.
Oh, you mean like when we do like this right here?
Yeah, or like on the phone. Yeah, I know when
I kind of
like it though.
Going.
I kind of like because Rob did it. I remember there was a big white like glare in the camera.
Reflective surface. yeah. On my entire body. Yeah.
I want to say we have a lot to get through today.
Yeah.
But we're videoing it.
You don't have to get this shit can be sped through and we can get to the shit.
Keenan, I'm gonna need you to calm down and let us get through this content, okay?
You're at a 10.
You will have your moment.
Are you running through it now? Is it Rob? You just taking over for Rob?
No, I'm gonna let Rob do it. I'm just saying Keenan over here is like not even letting us get to the content before all his emotions are spilled.
Random.
You know what I'm saying?
The drug deal before the show.
I'm just saying, conserve your energy, bro. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint.
Honestly, this show to me, and I'll just say this before we jump into it, but I know we gotta jump into it.
No, wait, no, I know what you're about. Are you about to say what you said earlier?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Don't say that yet.
This show for me, I guess I just like I've tapped out so much that
even when it does something good,
like even when it's something good, it's like it's okay. Yeah. But it's like for me, I'm just like, yo, I just want to get to the shits.
This episode, one of these episodes, is better than okay, and I think everybody will agree with that.
Okay, but still, that's one out of 20 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's like
Samurai Champloo.
So when Samurai Champloo was way more than one out of 20.
All right, let's get into it, Rob. What happened in the first episode we watched?
So this first episode, it starts off, they're in the apartment where they're all living at, and There's some internal tension right now, because it seems like Misato and what the guy's name, Ryoji, have kind of like it appears they've rekindled their romantic affair, which we find out by the end of these five episodes they have, but they're also working together to spy on Nerve. And so there's some tension between her and Asuka, who of course has a crush on him as well.
Yep.
It's always
and she's like slamming the door, and like Shinji's just like, well, what's going on? She's like, you just don't get women.
It's so funny when it comes to like people, when somebody likes somebody else that doesn't even know that they exist, but they're still mad at the other person. Like,
yeah,
mad at the girl. Like, bitch, she don't even notice you, and he doesn't notice you. You're underage.
Right.
He ain't fucking. I mean, he gonna fuck it as soon as you. He's the quagmire. He gonna fuck you as soon as you hit 18 for sure.
Oh yeah.
But
if you got a pulse,
yeah, he's gonna smash. But as of right now,
hold on. He doesn't even, like, he's not even acknowledging her existence, okay, guys?
Because she's underage.
I get that, but I don't know if that's directly because she's underage. Maybe it's just because she's young in general.
He's just not into redheads.
Wow.
Could be that.
Wow.
You just pulling that, okay, this is how we're doing this, Rob?
I feel like.
I am not the enemy today, Rob. I am not the enemy, because I say, you know you can get these hands if you want to bring this
yeah,
to this table.
No, like I was saying to Keenan before this episode started, our conversation from last week literally has not stopped. Every time we see each other,
so
it's
it has
come
not.
Back up again.
There was a phone call yesterday. Like Rob and I work together, so it's just like.
Every day.
Every single day. I'm like, you see that episode? The homie's cool.
Because
like,
when I came in today and they started talking, it kind of started to build back up real fast. And yeah. I was like, hey, y'all, yeah, is this still, I feel like it's still more than 10. It's like, it hasn't stopped since the episode. And I was like, oh, this is hilarious.
That was so funny when you sent that into the group chat. I'm like, oh, shit, his ass is trash. That was before I started watching it.
Yeah, it was before
I
started watching
like,
it, too.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, come on, bro.
But let's go.
He's
go ahead.
Still trash for that, though.
He is.
That person... That was unsolicited. So
that's what I'm saying. I mean, the guy is like, listen, he's come through in the clutch a few times, but like Harvey Weinstein did make Good Will Hunting. Like, right. You know, trash people.
So you do want to do this. We are doing this. All right. Fuck it. We're here now, Rob. All I'm saying is, look, no, all we're talking about here is
Brandon,
my man was shooting his shot. That's
Brandon,
it.
That was,
there is different ways to shoot your shot. You don't shoot your shot by saying,
not everybody's,
I'm going to make you be quiet by covering my lips with your lips. Like,
I'm just saying, he didn't say, I'm going to make you. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that he shot the shot the best way he knows how to.
That don't make it the right way.
I'm not saying there aren't better ways out there. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that I still don't feel like this man deserves a Harvey Weinstein comparison. That's all.
That was a Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein is like, you work for me, come to my hotel room and give me a massage and suck my dick.
Yeah.
He did not do that.
Yeah,
that's my point.
I mean, you gotta, and this,
and Rob, argue that if you want to. He did not do that.
Oh, I don't have anything to say.
I know you don't.
But
when you
very comfortable with my position right now.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna go tell on you, and you say, "Oh, you can't tell on me if I put my lips on your lips." That's damn near.
It's not great.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. It's not good.
I'm not
saying I'm gonna put my dick out and slap you with it. No, but this damn near.
Look,
close.
All I'm saying is that I still don't feel that this has any nowhere near that level.
No, he's not as I said that last time. He's not as bad as Harvey Weinstein.
I think there has to be
still not great.
There has to be level when it comes to this type of stuff. There
and
has,
one thing that Rob,
you can't put it all
well,
in
Rob
one
said,
thing.
Rob's biggest argument thus far, which I think I did a good job of slightly dismantling yesterday on the phone. Rob's biggest argument is like, this should not be taking place in the workplace. Mm. And my response to that is that these people are, number one, being overworked. And number two, being overworked in the sense of how much time they're having to spend at work. Uh-huh. Their life is their work.
I mean, a lot of people fall in love at work.
Exactly. So for me, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
you're spending
40
hours
argument,
plus with people.
That argument doesn't work for me because it's like, exactly. Like
you literally have work husbands and work wives.
I work in production.
It does happen.
Yeah.
And I work in production. So it's like we can be on set for 12 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week, every single day.
Absolutely. Yep.
So it's like, when was I supposed to get at you if I'm going to do it? When am I supposed to get at anybody if I was going to do it? Because I'm going to go home, have an hour to get, you know, shave, shower, and come back. You know, so it's
but
just
then
like.
But that's the same thing. But you can't really use that because say you work with all dudes. You're not going to become gay and be like, well, all I work with is dudes 12 hours a day. So I really didn't have any choice.
And that's the thing is like you, the only time you ever shoot your shot is when there's opportunity. So if there's no opportunity whatsoever, then there's no shot to shoot.
Would you become gay if you was working
with Rob 12, 14 hours a day? I don't think that argument works.
Yeah.
Because
I understand you're trying to say that's a trash argument.
No, it's not. If you're around, you using the same thing you said, I'm around people a lot of times.
That's a trash argument. It doesn't apply.
You repeat it, but it's not.
It doesn't apply, right?
But beside all that, like I don't even necessarily have a problem with him being like, you know, shooting a shot and being like, hey, like you want to go out for a drink after work or something like that.
The aggressive way he shot his shot.
That's the problem.
I will condemn this one act one time.
No way.
That this act right here was across the line. I agree with that.
So pressing on somebody in the elevator. That's not the same.
All right. I'm trying to see where Brennan's coming from in this point. Right. The reason why I think everything else has been different up to this particular point is because they have a prior relationship and prior things that they've done together beforehand.
Yes.
So that is different.
But now, that don't give you the grounds to do what he did.
At the end of the day, we don't know what their history is, and we don't know what she likes.
I don't care what your history is.
No, listen for a second. She might like those take control aggressive guys. She says she does
because she's like, my dad was a piece of shit.
She
You're
liked
a piece
it.
Of shit. Where exactly. So I decided to date
so
you.
So where does she end up?
So
where does she end up?
She end up with him, yeah. But
that's what I'm saying. So obviously he's not doing shit that's really upsetting her.
No is no.
She didn't say no to him.
She did.
She kissed him. And was just like, we shouldn't do this. And he was just like, are you sure, pretty much. She didn't say, don't do this. I don't want it. Get off of me. She didn't even turn her head when he tried to kiss him.
She didn't leave the elevator.
She didn't kiss
that elevator scene. I don't know how you got that from that scene.
All you have to do is turn your head. You don't want to make out with somebody. All you have to do is turn your head.
I'm just glad that you're good with women, because if you weren't, you would be a monster.
All I'm saying.
You would be a monster.
I don't know
sir.
What you're referring to with being good with anyone. I have no idea what you're talking about. But all I'm saying is that if she didn't want to kiss him, all she had to do is turn her head. All she has to do is put her hand on his chest.
So then what are you
all she has to do is say no when he's coming in for
and
it.
Did she not do any of those things? Did she not say no when he was like, oh,
afterwards.
Get naked, take your shirt off. It's hot. Oh, take your shirt off. What?
What are
no,
you talking about?
Fuck you.
She presented a problem. He presented a solution.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
Oh
I'm hot.
God.
You're wearing a lot of clothes. You won't be as hot in a second.
Oh, no way. Jesus. Your rationale is trash.
Here's the thing, though. In that particular case, is it for somebody to ask, right? It's like somebody asks you for a hand job or some head or whatever like that, right? Is it bad to ask or bad to keep going like, no, come on, please, please, please. If he gets asked one time, is that actually bad? If he goes, if you said it's hot and she goes, and he goes, it will take off your shirt, you won't be as hot. Is that necessarily a full-on creep move?
No.
Especially if they have history.
They have history.
Not if they don't know each other. Like, if I don't know this particular girl.
But it's already been stated that she's not fucking with it.
But she's still fucking with it.
But she not. At that point in time,
yes, she
wasn't.
Here's the thing, too. We're going to go, since they have history, is all this a game? Is all this hard to
cat
get?
Cat and mouse.
Right?
All day.
She's playing that bullshit. You do that cat and mouse.
Mouse
shit if you want to. You're going to be sharing a bunk with
both. No. And I see what Brennan's saying. Not necessarily. That cat and mouse game that you're talking about with somebody that you don't know, that you don't have a history with, that y'all haven't slept with together, or is in
that still hasn't made out with you twice in the last five episodes?
That doesn't give you grounds to do that. That's all that is. Like, I don't care.
I think
there's
it depends
women,
on your relationship.
There's women that I've been with, and I can't.
You're speaking this objectively.
True. That's true. Yeah, exactly.
You're speaking objectively. We're saying subjectively, this could be their relationship that she wants.
How do you know that?
Because she ends up in his bed, Ice.
But still.
What are you talking about? If she
still.
Really was not about this life and really didn't
time.
Want
and,
any of this shit,
and,
why
right.
would she
you
be
can,
kissing him
you
back?
Can, no,
why
you
would
can
she be
wear
fucking
somebody
him?
Down.
Why would she be fucking him and kissing him back if she didn't want it? The boss of the entire fucking organization
just gave in. She gave in.
That's weak.
No, I don't think she gave in. Exactly. I don't think she gave in like that. I think she's the boss. I think they both have feelings for each other, and
it's complicated.
Even if it came to that, you still don't have. Like, I don't care what kind
this
of history
isn't the
you
fight
have.
For today. Just for the record,
I know, I'm just saying
it might be. I don't. It's funny because whenever this gets brought up between Rob and I, it might even go this hard. But go ahead.
Yeah. I don't think it will.
It might not. But here's the thing. Ice, I see what you're saying, and I understand, maybe because even the job that you have, you're fighting hard for this, and I'm not disagreeing in a sense of, but in their particular relationship, I'm not talking about going up to, hit in the situation with the girl in that room, fuck that shit. Like, that's completely off. We don't know the context of their history. We don't know the background of their history. So we don't know if this has been their relationship since the beginning.
But
right.
she's already – all we can go off of is what's being seen. And what's being seen is
her
she's not fucking with
she's
it.
She's making out
she
with him
is
multiple
fucking
times
with it.
But
and literally fucking with
but
it.
She's
literally
given,
fucking
but
with
she's
it.
Hurt, but she's not been 100% with it. She still
what
has
is not
her,
100%?
She has her own reservation.
Coming to your house to have sex with you is not with it?
After 20 episodes.
Yeah. What are you talking about? But it's like
you're
saying after
time.
All these horrible things he did,
you,
being a horrible person that she obviously
like,
didn't want,
you acting
she
like all
ended that,
stuff that
with a cherry on the
time.
Cake by going and having sex with him.
After
that
all
doesn't
of this
make
stuff.
Sense, Ice.
It's over
your
course
argument
of 20
doesn't
episodes.
Make sense.
It does. If you're saying, hey, one, you're saying, hey, take your shirt off. Hey, I'm kissing you while I'm telling you to stop. And then now
she did not tell him to stop while they were kissing. missing.
And on
she
top
said
of
it
that,
afterwards. Every
and,
time. She's like, afterwards, and, like, I don't know if we should have done that.
After the, and after he said all of that, she could have went with him and done something. She decided to leave the elevator and say, get the fuck out of my face.
And then
she
go to
really
his house
it,
and have sex with him.
That was 5-6 episodes
later. What is time in this show? Like, we don't even know how long
At
that
least
is.
It was 31 days. That was, you yeah. saw that. So it was
yeah, yeah,
been
yeah.
a good, it was
but
a good
day. Also, the way that it's presented in the, and also the way,
it had 31 days.
The sex is presented.
It took him a whole month. At least
the way the sex is presented to me doesn't feel like it's the first time they were doing it since this show started.
Well, yeah, they had they lived together.
No, I'm saying not since this show started, not since before they were dating. I'm saying it's like.
But did you see it? Has there been anything that said before that that showed that they
in that moment the way they were talking about?
The only thing that we could see is her rejecting him at the elevator.
Okay.
She's rejecting the idea of what occurred. She was.
But I'm just saying,
him.
If she was fucking with
difference.
Him to the
she's
extent
saying,
that you're
we
saying,
we should not do this.
If you, if she was
says,
fucking with him as the extent
really?
That you're saying,
your words and your actions aren't matching up. You are in juxtaposition right
here's
now.
Here's the thing, then. Do you think she would have, like, after all this stuff happened? I know. After all this stuff happened, do you think she would call this a Me Too moment herself?
No.
No, I don't think she would.
No, no,
definitely
no.
not.
So now at that point, is it one?
Yeah, that's
now
the point.
The other girl,
it's up to
now,
her.
Now the other girl, absolutely.
But I'm saying it's up to her how she feels about what occurred.
And she made
and you
that
just agree that she did, would not say that it's Me Too. She would not say that.
But
so
it's still,
if that's
but
what
just
matters,
she
it's
was,
up to her.
But that's still a Me Too.
You're taking
ass,
away the power
that, no,
from
you
her.
Look, I'm looking at it objectively. If you say you're looking at it objectively, that's taking all that shit out of it and just looking how he's acting, that's some Me Too ass shit.
But we're saying the person that it's occurring
but,
to
yeah,
is
you
it said,
if
to
you
them.
Keep saying look at it objectively, looking at it objectively and
I
not
still don't
put
think
on,
it is.
That's some Me Too ass shit.
I think we're
men using power to get women to do the things they want them to do sexually. She has the power.
It's not necessarily power. Is not always
that's 100% what the Me Too movement is about.
It's
men abusing their powers to sexually abuse women. Tell me that's not true.
Power in the sense of rank.
I don't know if it's 100%.
I don't know if it's just in the workplace because it was a lot of like, no, I too have been sexually abused by somebody I know.
Joe Rogan apologized for doing the same shit because he knows he's a famous guy and he took advantage of women.
That's just one scenario,
though.
Me Too is about sexual abuse to women.
You can be
Harvey
at the bottom.
Use his power as the boss. Like,
saying,
I can get
you
in this movie.
You can be at the bottom. You can be at the bottom of the totem pole and still be Me Too.
Yeah, yeah. You could be. Pretty much, he's saying you could be a broke ass scumbag.
Yeah, and still use me.
I agree with that. I agree.
Her being up high in nerve has nothing to do with the situation.
Here's what I think. Like I think what we just discussed. One, I think it depends on the relationship of the people, right? We disagreed. We just all agreed that she would not call us a Me Too movement.
Yeah, she would.
Right? If you look at it from...
She's trash herself.
She is. If you look at it from an outer scope, the actions of how he's doing things...
Is a Me Too? Yeah.
Is that?
Right. And that's all I've been saying.
I don't think we... Do we disagree with that?
I only agreed with the one statement, the one time with the one random chick. Everything else I do not agree with.
Okay. So, but I honestly can see on both ends. But from technically, this would not be one because of their relationship and how they view each other and they're cool with each other doing this. Clearly, right?
That's just their relationship.
Right. So, it's like if you go up to a girl, you go up to your girl and you smack her ass in public. Smack her and be like, "Oh, that's some Me Too shit." But like, this I'm fucking hurt. Back off. Like, she's cool with this shit.
She's cool with it.
So that's not a Me Too. That's not technically a Me Too movement. Now you go up to a random girl and you do that, you're gonna have a whole series of issues after that. So
but that don't just cause that's their relationship that doesn't always is like something like that, that's fine. But you think about abuse. You can't be like, "Oh, that's just their relationship."
Yeah. No.
If I knock my girlfriend out and she gets back
up and stays
with me,
that's against the law, nigga. That's different.
Not at all. If they be like, "Oh, that's their relationship," or if I assault her, what if I verbally assault her?
You mean like she does to him? Like she does to him all the time?
If I always call my girl a bitch, if I'm always like, "Yeah, this bitch," and she's okay with it, you can't be like, you gonna be like, "Ice, you're tripping. You calling your girl a bitch?"
If that's their relationship,
but if I say, "Keenan, that's our relationship, though." You still gonna be
if
like, yo, just, you're
if
tripping.
Your girl came
bro,
to you
no,
and said,
I
this
can't,
is what I want you
I can't,
to do.
There's people out there that, like, if you're dating somebody, like, let's say it was like, let's say in the context of, like, a stripper or somebody, like, dating a dude, and that's like, he calls her a bitch, and just like, and that's what they call each other, like, bitch, and that's my nigga and stuff like that. That's their, the rules of their relationship is different. Now, if you're talking about physically hurting somebody, or mentally bashing somebody.
Okay, so then you're
that's different.
Hey, guys, but I'd like to get through these episodes.
Yeah, I'm like,
these episodes, here's the thing. These episodes are going to be ran through easy. Because no, at least
let's run through them then. We'll get back to this then. Let's get back to it. Let's run through that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. This is an anime podcast.
Technically, it comes back up.
Me Too movement for 20 minutes.
No, but it's still in the context of anime, though.
No, I know.
Because we're talking about two anime characters.
I know. It's going to come back. Rob, what's up?
So anyway, at the beginning of the first episode we watched for this stretch, they go into another test, which Shinji did super well on, and they're like, Shinji, you're the best, you're number one. He's feeling pretty good about himself for
cocky
like
motherfucker.
The first time, I
right.
think,
yeah.
on this anime.
Being a bitch.
And so, of course, an angel does show up, and like fucking in the locker room, Ahsoka is like talking a whole bunch of shit to Rey about it, like,
yeah.
you know, fuck that dude out there, you know?
Yeah.
And so they get into the field, like when they're an actual angel shows up, and it's just this like sphere thing. Floating through the air.
That's probably my favorite. No, my favorite one was at the end.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're just like, Shinji's just like, all right, like, no, actually, it's Ahsoka that suggests like, hey, Shinji, you're the best. Why don't you go first? And he's like, yeah, all right, I guess I'll do that.
That played against her too.
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. This is why his dad shits on him. Because you see how cocky he got so quickly over a little bit of love.
Yeah,
immediately.
I see why. Good job, Pops. Tough love, baby. I love it.
Yeah.
So he steps out. He's like, all right, I got this. Misato's even like, Shinji, I don't know if that's such a good idea. He's like, nah, I got it. Pops around the corner. He's got like a little 9mm pistol now that they give these Evas. And he's like, pops a few shots off at it. It goes right through because it turns out that's actually its shadow. And then what we thought was its shadow moves underneath him and then completely envelops him and like sucks him into some other like dimension or something like that.
Yeah, this seems like a theme for these episodes, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will say that I do kind of, like I said, I think I said this on the last episode, the last show. I do like the fact that all these angels are different. They do different things.
Yeah.
They operate differently.
Yeah.
It's probably the highlight of the show for me.
And it makes it to where, it makes it where you can't just be like, all right, this is how we kill angels. It's like, nah, fam, this is not how you kill angels.
It's something different.
You
got to
figure
time.
Out shit every single time.
Just for the record, Ahsoka ain't shit.
Yeah,
she's
no,
not.
She sucks.
I'm gonna say that every single episode.
She's not.
She's one of my.
Sucks.
If we were like,
she's
the next time that we do one of those like in between episodes, where we're talking about like our favorite and least favorite characters in anime.
Asuka's one.
She
of them.
Is easily like at this moment, I can't think of a character in anime. Period.
Does
I'm
she
like,
have
I,
bodies
like,
on her though now?
She's got one. She killed at least one or two angels.
No, she killed the one underwater, but
the one because she helped out with the one underwater, the one in the volcano.
Yeah,
and. I think she was the one that plunged the knife into the one that like fell from space.
Yeah.
Though it was like group effort.
Yeah.
She's never done it by herself. And
so
the time
she
did do it by herself, she was going to die.
Yeah.
It was a kamikaze effort.
So
for
she
me,
got, what,
she,
got
she
three?
Doesn't have any, like,
technically
you can't
she
say,
has,
I would say it depends on how you count them. So it's like, if it was like NFL and it was a sack, she gets a half point.
Half.
So right now she has like
1.5.
1.5
sacks.
She has as many as Shinji does, you know, on a bad day.
Yeah. I love, honestly, out of this show, I love Rey the most.
Yeah, she's with it. She's regular. Actually, her character development is pretty decent, too.
Yeah,
I like Rey. I mean, I mean, you guys know who my favorite character is. I mean,
yeah, we do.
His character development, by the way.
Yeah.
Actually, he does have
development. He actually does.
So they lose all contact with Shinji, and they're like, shit, his life support is going to shut off in like 12 hours.
Yep.
So this is already a ticking clock. We got to get on
this. Can you imagine being in Shinji's place right there, though?
Oh, man.
That's one
thing
that when I was watching this episode, I was like, imagine being a 14-year-old kid that is now the savior of the world because you've killed a bunch of angels, and this new angel shows up. You fall into a pit of blackness, and now you switch your thing to, you know, life support mode, and you're literally in a capsule of liquid that you cannot leave. You have no idea if anyone's going to save you. You have no communication, and you have 14 hours to live.
And you're just watching the clock go down.
You're sitting there watching the clock. Can you imagine?
Nothing you can do about it.
Like I just try to imagine like the
mental, psyche of that.
The psyche of it. Because
I
it's
agree.
Just like, I would be so beyond freaked out. Like, I wouldn't. Like, the thing is, Ice would call me a bitch because Ice likes to call Shinji a bitch. But I just would love to see 14-year-old Ice put into that situation and see how he reacts.
That particular situation is different. Some of the other situations, he's been a bitch.
I'm talking about
but
this
that,
particular situation.
Yeah, this situation, I
this
think anybody, grown or
anybody,
young.
Yeah. Even me right now, I'd be like,
I'd be like, dog, this is...
You got to figure it out.
And I'm real big on psyche. I'm real big on the mind like that. So I can't imagine. You can't even do shit. I'm like, yo, I'm just slowly dying here.
Yeah, I'd have a couple hours of sanity, and after that, I don't know. I can't tell you what it would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
Take a nap.
12 hours is some shit. I mean, it was 16 total, so it's like...
Something like that, yeah.
16 hours, like, fuck, man. Just chilling, like...
What happens
if you
got
to poop?
And he just, like, I never thought sleeping could
he walked up. Yeah, he woke up, excuse me. And just was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry. That to me, that moment, I was
crazy.
You gotta try to figure something out.
Basically, drowning in slow motion as like the liquid becomes more and more
dense,
like,
and like less oxygen.
Oh, fam, I would have died. I would have snapped my own neck. Yeah, because me personally, well, because I'm not a, I can't swim, and I panic. I panic.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to be in this either anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I would have panicked. Episode one, I would have panicked out the gate.
The water.
Yeah. I think they even mentioned another episode. Shinji can't swim either. Just it's like bodies weren't meant to float or something.
Yeah,
like
he said that. Yeah, he said that too. I took a picture of it.
For me, it's not even about swimming. For years upon years, I couldn't even put my head under the shower for longer than 5 seconds under the shower head while I was running without hyperventilating. That's how bad. Because I almost drowned twice.
No, you can't ever be in the military.
Can you swim now?
No, I can't.
Ah,
people they've attempted, and I can't even doggy paddle. I can't do anything.
I'm the same way, bro. And then people be like, "Oh, you're an athlete. You can't swim." Like, the fuck does that even? Hey. That's not even synonymous.
How fast can you run 100 yards?
Somebody was like, "Yo, what if your kid falls in the water?" I'm like, "Well, I'm making a new kid. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you." But
I'm gonna have somebody that
throw
can
him a noodle. Yeah, like,
well, why would I say throw a rope or some shit?
If it's around, but I'm not gonna jump in there and kill us both. That's stupid, right?
Oh my god, I'm at least try. I'm the only person around.
So I'd like to point out. I just want to point out that I can swim quite well. Just for the melanin.
You read
yeah, and I appreciate
swimming?
You.
Huh? You read a book about swimming?
I did actually. That's what did. No, the thing is actually my dad was just like you guys. He wasn't able to swim, and he's like, I'm not gonna let my kids be like this. Yeah. So he put us in swimming lessons since I was like two. So it's like now I was like a junior lifeguard and all that kind of shit. So
I can see. I
probably do the same thing.
Being a lifeguard.
I can see that
like,
too.
You a lifeguard ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I can see that.
No running.
In all honesty, I've actually had to use like CPR stuff a couple times.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it gets real. So yeah,
that's intense, man.
Yeah, I was the manager.
Way to go
of a gym.
Dark.
I was
way to go
yeah.
Dark.
There you go. I was the manager of a gym when I was in college, and like some people went down, and I was the person who's the manager of the gym is the one who's responsible for being the first responder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were trained to do that. So like, it wasn't actually at the pool. Well, one of them was at the pool. One of them was in the gym. So I actually had to do twice.
So is Shinji really a bitch then? If Shinji,
that's
doing
where
well,
I was about to get back to.
Yeah, if Shinji really
can't
a bitch,
swim. We're fighting giant monsters in liquid.
He's a bitch. There's no
doubling down.
You can't. You got to. Oh, all right. You got to.
Rob.
Fight
hold
your
on a second. Hold a second.
Least.
Rob. What? I just want to know your opinion. Is Shinji a bitch?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's definitely had some bad moments where he throws in the towel like on some weak shit. I think overall, like when the time comes and the cards are down, like he's there.
He's had some hoe ass moments.
But
for
he's
sure.
His great. Yeah. His overcoming.
He's 14. Moments.
Exactly. That's for me. I'm like, if this is a grown man who's been trained to fight as a military
everybody
soldier.
In the anime world, that's a protagonist is 14. So you can't, that's not an argument. You can't
Yu
say
Yu
that.
Hakusho, you, like,
everybody
ain't no
Naruto,
bitch, dog.
No.
He's a
gangster.
This is probably the most realistic depiction of a 14-year-old we've seen.
Yeah.
He looks like a 14-year-old. He acts like a 14-year-old.
Yeah, because we've said those guys from UU are
they're
like,
they're not
14-year-olds.
They call them 14 or 15-year-olds.
Is it what he, Mob's not even 14. He's like 12 or 13 or something
Mob
like that.
Has
Mob's middle school.
Soul crushing, like, telekinesis powers and exercise.
I'm saying,
powers.
He, like,
like, no, this kid is a kid.
Everybody, Naruto, everybody, like any freaking.
Yeah, but it's like
Goku,
Naruto. The thing is, Naruto and all them is like, oh, let me go train to do this. Like, he didn't have any of that. He showed up, but they were
still,
like, get
like,
in here.
This is
all
the kid,
world.
This all is the kid, peoples. Clearly with zero athletic ability, zero fighting ability, zero will to do any of those things,
zero knowledge of what the fuck is going on.
That's, right. You can't rationalize.
So
that,
you're going off, and I understand what you're saying. You're probably even going off where you're from, right? So you're coming home from the neighborhood that you're from, so your mentality is completely different. Right. Then being an athlete, when you're an athlete and you're a high level athlete, when you went to, you got scholarships for college, your mentality is completely different as a competitor. So this kid is none of that. He's none of that. Yeah. Like he's
and
like,
he's 14.
He's probably legit the 14. Average. Like he said, he's probably the average actual 14-year-old. Whereas you,
if
you're not because of that.
True. But if you give somebody like. The fact that the whole world is at stake, that should just be your clicker to be like, all right,
now
let me get my shit
together. I do agree.
And no, it's funny. It's funny you say that because what does he do? He shows the fuck up.
But it takes some tugging and pulling.
But it doesn't matter what it takes. He saved the world.
No, it does.
You're like, I don't
that.
Like the way he saved the world. That makes him a bitch.
No,
like,
no, how,
no. Thank
if,
you.
If
thank
somebody,
you, Shinji.
If somebody
thank you.
Had
what
to
you
do
should
all
be
that
saying
stuff,
is thank you, Shinji.
No, no. One, I don't live in Tokyo 3, so I don't have to say
that. I'm just saying, if you're going to judge this man, judge all of him. That's it.
He's a
bitch. Let me rephrase that. If you judge this boy, judge all of him.
if I don't care if somebody gets the game winning sack or the game winning shot, but I got to fucking spend 5 minutes on the sideline telling them that they can do it. Like, I can't do that every fucking game. Every game I got to tell you, like, you can do it.
You know the cool thing about like football players is that they choose to be there and that they understand the game of football because they chose to play a sport. He didn't choose any of this shit, but he could have left.
That's a good argument.
That's true. He could have left. That's true. And he tried to leave.
But then the world would end.
But then somebody did what he didn't want to do. Somebody had to coach him back.
Because he didn't want to do it.
Okay,
that doesn't make him a bitch. I wouldn't want to do it now.
Okay, he would have. He should have left. He should have stayed gone.
And then everybody dies.
Here's the thing. I get both arguments.
I don't.
I see where Ice is coming from.
I don't.
At this point in time, especially 20 episodes in, it's like, bruh, still.
Right.
Yeah.
Still, fam.
Like, you're still on this. You're still bitching up. You're still crying. You're still doing that.
Right now, chronologically, we are still in the black void that he had to sit in for 16 hours.
No.
That's where we are right now.
I'm just talking about him being a bitch.
You're saying 20 episodes in.
And on top of this, think about comparison to the other pilots that surround him.
You mean the overzealous chick that loses almost every fight.
Ray is with the shits that can't control shit. Asuka is with the shits. And then later when they bring dude in, he's blind to it too. But he's with the shits.
They're crazy.
Everybody, all the pilots around him, that's the same age.
The new guy didn't want to do it. The guy didn't want to do it. The redhead chick
but
is
he
was, crazy.
He wasn't
legit,
crying about
and none
him.
Of us like her. And Ray probably isn't a human being.
He said, but I'm just saying.
It's like you're giving us examples that don't make sense.
It does make sense.
They don't compare.
There's two women.
What does that have to do with anything? It's two people. It's four people.
Oh, we out here being sexist?
No.
It's not about that.
It's not about
the Me Too movement.
No, it's not about being sexist, but I'm saying.
Why does it matter if they're women?
Because you're using age, and it's like, okay,
what does sex have to do with it?
Because it's like I said, stuff
what does
like
that. Have
that
to do with
if
it?
You say you put a woman in those situations,
what do you mean put a woman in those situations? I don't
because
get it.
At that time, you say you're looking at, especially in the 90s,
this
like we're talking 14 year old
boy.
I'm just saying, it's still you putting a young woman, two women there with the shits.
It's people,
and
at
you
this
put
point.
And you put another
you put
guy,
him in a giant fighting robot. It doesn't matter their sex.
At that age, when you're like early teens, I think the playing field physically is still pretty even.
But I'm just saying it's the fact of, like, especially during that time, if you have a woman doing something, it's like women don't, like, take – I mean, with the show, you have women that's in charge. But
you're
like,
just digging a hole right now.
It's not digging a hole. I'm just saying you're taking
you're
two women.
Masako, what's her name again? I forgot her name.
Masato?
Masato, she's literally the biggest boss in this bitch.
Right.
Probably one of the most gangsters.
And then you got Ritsuko, and remember,
this is 2015.
But the people that's writing it are still in the 90s.
Yeah, it's
right.
The
90s. So they're still in the mindset of.
Then why do we have two of the bosses of this entire operation as women?
But I'm saying.
If you're saying women can't handle it.
But you saying that a 14-year-old can't handle it.
Yes,
so
I am.
I'm
and I stand by that.
That. So you're saying.
I'm saying my grown ass wouldn't be able to handle it.
You have a 14-year-old boy and you also have a 14-year-old girl. And two of them.
It doesn't matter that it's a boy or a girl.
He's not. And then
one of them is not a human being, and one of them is absolutely crazy.
Because one might not be human.
Okay, still, she's with the shits. And then what happens? And then you take the other dude, the fourth pilot.
Which person would you rather have on your team? The person that's crazy enough to run in there and then fuck it up, or the person that's like, I don't think we should be doing this, and I don't want to do it, but actually saves the planet? Which one do you want on your team?
But no, it's still – he's crying.
Answer the goddamn question. Yeah, who do you want on your team?
You know, if you say somebody –
who do you want on your team?
No, if you have somebody sitting there crying
– one or two, who do you want?
If I got to coach him, I want the other person.
You want the person that's going to lose.
Sit there and cry all the
fucking time. So you'd rather let somebody run out there and be an idiot and lose than coach somebody to victory.
You're
the worst coach in history who's also sexist in this moment.
No, I'm not sexist.
It's a woman.
Look at the tables at turn for Brennan.
We can't put this on a woman.
And then,
I'm just saying, y'all coming at me about this Me Too shit.
Because you a bitch, here, just like the character.
He's over here talking about women, these women, because it's a girl, it shouldn't be. Like, no.
Like I'm saying.
That doesn't
matter.
This is world-saving, giant fighting robots.
So then why we don't have women on the front lines in our military?
I think we do now, actually.
And that actually happened. This is, what year is this?
It's after 2015.
It's after 2015. Right? But it's not the 90s, which this was written.
I don't know if it was because women... I think that's how society viewed women. There was always women out there that can do those type of things.
I didn't say they weren't. But what I'm saying is how stuff is set up and how those conditions
are. The first pilot of the EVA was a what?
An alien.
You don't know. You just said an alien posing as a woman. You just killed your whole argument.
The second pilot was a what?
What you
was a woman.
Who?
the what's her name? The redhead chick. She was training to do it long before Shinji even knew those things existed. So the first two were women. So that completely demolishes your entire argument.
No, you said that.
First one and a half.
Right. Now it's half.
That completely demolishes
then,
your argument.
Okay, then you take the
first. Your argument is like, oh, they don't put women in the front line. The first two people they chose to do it were women. And you're saying that the women thing.
And remember, they said it's never been about. Yeah. It's never been. We got to speed through the
yeah.
episode.
It's going to have to be.
These arguments are great for the stuff. But I think what Brendan is saying is that when they went out and got pilots, I don't even think they were looking for women.
It was just care about gender.
They were looking for teenagers because teenagers, I guess, operate just better, right?
Because they came before this, the impact.
Right. So that's all that matters.
So
gender has nothing to technically do with this.
But it has to do with the person, not why they picked them. The person. So then you have a society at that time where women are not on the front lines.
So you're not talking about the society of the show. You're talking about the society of people who wrote the show.
The society overall. Period.
That doesn't make sense.
We don't know the society of how the women are in this particular thing. Clearly, the women in this show are strong women.
Extremely
right.
strong.
So, but
and if you're coming from the writing standpoint, they might have even been thinking progressively in that sense, saying
so
by
then
time
at the
then,
writing
it
standpoint,
be.
You got to think of like 14-year-olds being able to do shit like that. So you can't do half and half.
It's like, wasn't half of humanity wiped out? It's like, we can't be beggars, can't be choosers. It's like, we got who we got.
Yeah. But what y'all doing is y'all pick and choosing what y'all want to use the argument for. You're saying, oh, well, he's 14, this and that, but then when I talk about women, you're like, oh no, you got to think about how it's right. Like, you got to
Here's the thing.
All
with the 14-year argument of Senji, I agree. And with this particular moment where he's in the void, I think anybody gonna be fucked up mentally.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But talking about overall on the show, whether he's came through or not,
he's had bitch moments for sure.
A bitch.
He's had bitch moments.
Like
for
I said,
sure.
You can hit
you just because you have bitch moments doesn't make you a bitch.
Of course, no. If you have consistently bitch moments, you are a bitch.
I think consensus would be that you would be a bitch if you have
bitch moments.
I'm just saying though, but it's like so the hero moments don't overshadow shit.
No, you still
that's
a
what
bitch.
I'm saying. Like, there's a balance to this. Like, this man has saved the planet so many times. He showed up in the moment that you need him so many times when he could have just been like, "Oh God, I can't do it. We're gonna die," and then die.
He did.
But I'm saying, but then he didn't die.
But
I'm saying though, when
he really
needed
him,
when we really, really, really needed him, he was there. He showed up and he handled business. So for me,
you
can say I don't like the way he got approached. I don't like the way he said things about it. But when he showed up and handled his business, you can't say shit to him.
That's the thing. You can still be a bitch. You can handle business.
If you show up,
you can be an undefeated fighter and you can still be a bitch. Like, you're
can
a bitch.
Really?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right, Rob, please continue.
So.
No, hold on. No, I want to say this. Wait. No, fuck that. No. The fourth pilot, they even asked him. They said, hey.
He was so excited about it. Remember how much fun he had when he was excited to do it?
They told him, hey, you about to be a pilot. They put
we
him
didn't
in
even get there. How about we get there? How about we get there?
No, I'm saying it now because we going to blaze through the episodes anyway. So, like,
we have to, yeah.
The fourth pilot, surprise, there's a fourth pilot, guys. But they told him, you got to be in here. And he was just like, they said, how did he react? He said, okay. He didn't really care.
I'll say.
Different from how Shinji acted.
Yeah, because Shinji showed up in the middle of a fucking crisis, didn't even know there was such thing as an Eva. This guy knows the Evas. He knows multiple pilots of those Evas, and he didn't want to do it.
But
he did it to save his sister's life.
He said, okay, let me do it.
He did it. Yeah, he did it, but
and
it's
he
a completely
didn't cry
different
about
circumstance.
It. He
it's
didn't
a completely
cry
different.
It.
What he did is negotiated the
he
life of his sister.
Right, right.
Shinji doesn't have anybody who cares about him in his life.
Shinji doesn't have any family that gives a fuck about him. If you feel like you have nothing to live for, you might like, wow, I don't want to do this shit. If I have family on the line, my fight or flight instinct kicks in. Fuck
I'm
it.
Fighting.
I'm doing this for my family. Even if I'm scared as hell.
Shinji doesn't have that.
So then why didn't that kick in for Shinji? Because
he doesn't have that.
He doesn't have all them people that came.
All the people in this show that interact with Shinji are just people who are doing it because he's the evil pilot. They say that in the show.
He said that, but he has ties to them now. And
now
he didn't
because
even
of the
fight
Eva,
them.
and only honestly,
this all came after
she's like the only
this
one that,
first thing.
Yeah, she's really the only one that likes him. Genuinely.
Yeah, she's the only one that shows any type of like family
still,
love.
But even that, with that in account, he still was a bitch. He still said fuck it. Even with her in mind, he said fuck it.
I don't know what you're talking about at this point.
I don't know. I think if it came to save her life. Has it came to save her life for him?
No.
I think he was stepped up to the plate and bossed
but still,
up.
When has he not stepped up to the plate and bossed up even without that?
He had to cry.
When has he not? That's my point. He stepped up every fucking time. He is the last line of defense.
Which somebody
he shows up every
like
single
say,
time. My man is better than Goku because Goku would die. Goku would die.
I mean, that's just how the show is.
That's what I'm saying, though. But he would die.
At least Goku ain't no bitch.
Goku would have been dead.
At least Goku ain't no bitch.
Yeah, but I'd rather have an alive person that performs than a dead person that was like, I was brave about it. Like, I'd rather have the alive person.
But you're always crying because that crying, you at some point, you're going to succumb to that crying. At some point, you're just going to be like, nah, I'm good.
Well, let me know. At some point. Let me know when that happens because it hasn't.
It damn near did. He had to see fucking two people get blown up for him to do that.
Did he save it? Did he save everybody?
And your boy had to talk him into it.
So did he save everybody?
I'm just saying, if that man's not there, did he save everybody?
I see what you're saying. I'm just Brennan's points are actually pretty fucking good because at the end of the day, the motherfucker has shown up.
But
I'm not denying that he still
a bitch.
I think he has bitch tendencies for sure.
But he's still a bitch.
Right. Like, I don't disagree.
All right, please, Rob.
So their answer to get Shinji out of this thing as they're running out of time is they're going to basically drop all of the nukes that they have left on him. And
this is the dumbest strategy.
They're like, I guess we're just going to nuke it.
Drop some nukes on him.
They don't even care. His son is in there, dog.
He's a piece of shit. Next to fucking Gon's dad, Gene.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah. So they're like, well, this is going to kill the pilot. This is going to kill everybody. Goku, like, well, we got to eliminate the angel. So that's what we got to do here. So that's going to come first. There's even like a moment, too, where basically Asuka tells Rey, like, shit, Shinji got what he deserved. And then they almost fucking went at it.
That was trash, fucking mouth. Dog. Yeah.
I can't deal with Asuka, man.
Yeah.
No. She's like, yeah.
She should have got socked out for that. Yeah. For saying that shit.
Honestly, if there was one character in the show that died and I wouldn't care. Asuka.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Even if she goes out like a G because she wants to be there, I still would be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't change the results of this fight either way.
But I think
doesn't change the results of
this fight. Us being adults, we know what
what
she's doing that for. Like, she's overcompensating for it.
Yeah. You know.
As the life support is running out and, like, literally the Eva shutting down, Shinji ends up having this vision, and I think he realizes that it's his mom. And as that's happening, it's basically right as the planes are going overhead, they're about to drop the bombs. But right before they do, the Eva goes berserk again and physically rips its way out of the angel, like,
which
tearing
amazing.
It in half.
That was pretty crazy.
And there was blood. Cool. Going everywhere. It's nuts.
There's blood everywhere. Yeah, he fucks it up. Again.
Yeah. But so the next episode.
Still a bitch.
Yeah. The next episode, kind of dealing with the consequences of some of that. Well, actually, there's a whole other thing that's going on. So it turns out Nerve has got multiple bases all over the world, and there's a couple in the United States, one of them in Nevada, where they were working on a fifth Eva, right?
Because this is Eva 003.
003, I was reading, is in a different base in the U.S. in the Massachusetts.
Yeah.
The
one
in Nevada, they were basically trying to put an engine into this fifth Eva,
the S2,
which would allow it to be able to run indefinitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it caused this crazy accident where there was a huge explosion. Thousands of people died.
It just vanished.
It's like it was gone. Yeah. And so the U.S. was just like, we don't want any part of these Eva things. Japan fucking
tell me that wasn't the most United States thing ever. They were like, they said they started building. Japan started building these Evas,
and
the
United States was
like, "We want some too. What the fuck? Give us some." They were like, "Oh, okay, sure." And as soon as it goes bad, the United States is like, "Take this responsibility from us.
We don't want this anymore."
Yeah, it's like this was like the most American thing.
Get that shit out of my.
I wanted to get mad about it, but I was like, "Nah, that's real.
That sounds about right.
That's so real."
Yeah. So in the middle of all of that, back at Nerve HQ, they're like, "All right, well, we got to prep for the next pilot," and so Misato and Ryoji kind of do their spy shit, and Ryoji lets her know that, you know, basically this whole thing, this whole program to find these children is a fucking scam. Mm. That Nerve's running the whole thing, that Shinji's dad is running the whole thing. Mm. In fact, his whole entire class is basically candidates for pilots that have just been put in the school together to keep them all in one place.
Makes sense. Damn, makes sense.
So and through that, like we were saying, they do pick the next pilot, which is going to be Suzuhara, which is one of Shinji's friends, the one with the sister that's in the hospital.
The one that punched him in the face.
The one that punched him in the face. Yep. And he's basically like, he does negotiate. He says, yes, I'll do it, but I want my sister taken to like the Nerve hospital.
Did
like,
he cry at all?
I think he just said, okay,
they
I'll
didn't
do it.
They didn't show his reaction. Okay. So
I just want to make
he
sure.
Did. Yeah. It looked like he was throwing a bunch of shit into a fire, standing in front of it silently, thinking and contemplating. And
he didn't seem happy.
Was there any tantrums or any?
So, I mean, there was because there was a lot of silent tantrums in the sense of like, he's one of the most consistent people when it comes to eating. He eats every single day at the same place, eats a crap ton of food. He doesn't eat his friends anymore, doesn't talk to his friends anymore.
Yeah,
doesn't talk to
anybody.
He's suddenly depressed. He's being really weird. So I'm sure he was really excited. Please continue.
But
so,
but what did he cry?
We don't know because we weren't there when they told him. So we don't know.
People handle emotions different. He probably cried internally.
Thank you, Keenan.
There you go.
So
no, he didn't bitch up.
So they so through that whole episode too, they kind of implied there's this romance kind of blossoming between Suzuhara and the class rep. And she basically offers to bring him lunches, and he's like, yeah.
He seems
it
kind
was
of
funny
oblivious.
How you finessed it into make it look like he was helping her. Like,
yeah, I guess you got all that security. That's wasting. I'll help you.
I guess right. I'll help. Yeah.
That's some Brennan ass shit right there. Like, oh, let me help you out. You helping me, but yeah. I'm really helping you.
And like the crazy part is like everybody else, Ray, you know, Asuka, Misato, everybody knows what's going on with Nerve right now, yeah. Except Shinji. They're keeping him completely in the dark, and he has to learn about it from his other nerdy friend. That's just like, hey, I heard like one of the Evas blew up, and Shinji's like.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, okay. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're bringing another one. There's going to be another pilot. Like, oh, you don't say.
Right.
Okay.
I never knew.
I never knew.
And the next episode starts with his nerdy friend basically showing up, begging Misato to be like, well, let me be the pilot. And it's like, ah, dude, sorry. The position has been filled.
Yeah.
So, and they still haven't told Shinji what's going on with this.
She was about to tell him. And then he came to the door.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So they're basically conducting a test that day to see how he syncs up with his Eva. They also, back at Nerve HQ, reveal that they're working on these dummy plugs that can basically, as they've been able to copy pilots' personalities or people's personalities onto technology, they've copied Ray's and put it on this dummy plug that they can remotely put into any.
That's
probably her personality is probably like what, a gigabyte.
That's the best. That's the best.
The one that's all
the
about
best dummy. You
yeah.
can get.
No, yeah, I agree because she follows orders. Yeah,
yes,
she follows
exactly.
orders.
She's
yeah.
a child soldier, told, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Arguably. Or an alien.
So as they're conducting this test, which Misato's there, the blonde doctor, I forget her name, like Rasuka or something like that.
Yeah.
She got... she got yeah, hey, her face cool. is kind of red after all these episodes.
Things went bad for her. Yeah, because yeah, she's definitely knows more than what's going on. And Misato's
exactly.
starting
yeah,
to turn on her, be like, what aren't you fucking telling me about
the
these
fuck
evils?
Out of her.
Yeah,
yeah,
she
did.
Yeah.
She deserved it, though.
She did.
Isn't all these type of things like that. I think when you're working in this type of field, there's levels to this shit.
But she's second in command. She should know exactly what the doctor knows.
Yeah.
But she's not. And that's why she warranted.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck are these Evas?
I don't
like. They don't know.
Necessarily condone physical violence in the workplace, but I will say that she deserved to understand how how Misato felt.
Yeah.
felt.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
So they're they patch things up for now. They're getting their job done and they're conducting this test with Unit 3, but you know, basically, as they were transporting Unit 3 to Japan, they go through this cloud, which was actually an angel, and it's like it basically gotten in all inside this Ava, totally hijacks a thing, causes this huge explosion, which somehow does not kill Misato or the doctor.
Right, the only people.
And then starts marching on Tokyo 3. So they get all of the Evas lined up to take this thing on. Asuka's first and gets destroyed.
Smoke.
Yeah, because you know she was really eager to get into that fight, and well, you know,
it did not work out.
It did not.
Taking L's,
yeah, it's nice.
Ray sees what it is, and for the first time, really doesn't pull the trigger immediately. And
yeah.
She seems to be having like the same sort of internal conflict that
yeah,
Shinji's having.
Her
just, like, there's a pilot.
Shinji's bitchiness
has now transferred to her, rubbed off.
Yep.
I mean, she knows who's in there, man.
Like, she does. She's yeah. the. I mean, she.
I don't know if that's bitchiness. Like that's like. Empathy and compassion,
and she's
yeah,
and they're about to tell Shinji like the pilot in there is and like
yeah.
they cut off the feed,
they cut
be
off
like,
the thing,
yeah,
because yeah,
they don't want Shinji
to know
because they want Shinji to kill him,
yeah, and they that's exactly
well, no,
the order
they didn't cut it off. She got smoked.
That's
yeah,
well,
got,
either
yeah.
way, they weren't telling him,
yeah.
And so they're giving him the order to because Ray hesitated, she got beat as well. They it started to infect her Eva, but they severed the arm from it.
It's like severed arm. It was like they didn't even. You know, they didn't even unsink it. It was like, so?
Yeah, so she feels every piece of that.
Yeah.
And then it goes after Shinji, who's the last one standing. He's like, I don't want to fight this thing because there's somebody in there. And,
yep.
like, killing an angel is one thing. Killing a person's another.
Right.
So he doesn't want to go through with that. And
yep.
his dad's just like, I don't have time for this shit.
Yep.
And shuts it down and uses the dummy plug to put Ray's personality
yeah.
into it. And it
Dog.
Goes berserk and,
yeah.
and whips
kills
that shit
the
to pieces.
Shit.
He choked the fuck out of it.
Punched its head open,
yep.
it splattered that like a fucking melon, ripped its arm off. It was going
and everybody
insane.
Was sitting there like, ooh, like, fuck.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah there was blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Like the street, they showed the street lights and shit like that all
yeah.
covered in the
on
blood.
The
it's like, oh,
it was bad.
So, I like how they, one of the things I was, just a quick side note, one of the things I actually like about what they did with the Evas here is they show that these things bleed. And that showed from the first episode. Yeah. So I was like, is this a robot? Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking the very first time. That doesn't look like any kind of way that a robot would deal with this.
And it's red, too.
Yeah. In the beginning, I thought something was up with that. Yeah. I always felt like, nah, something is more. These things aren't just like metal and robots and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because we've seen, like, they have eyes. They, like,
teeth.
Bleed.
Teeth, all that
when
stuff,
he punched that thing's head open, like, it wasn't circuits that flew out of there. It was, like, brains and eyeballs and shit.
Yeah.
So, and as that's going on, like, Sinji's sitting there watching the whole thing as his Eva reaches into there and crushes the pilot thing.
That's the thing, too, that he was in the, he had that tube.
Yeah.
That was so far. Because it's like, you can destroy the whole machine, but literally pull out the tube that the person was to be in and just crush it in your hand.
And his dad could have cut off the dummy system and not had that happen.
Man,
right.
His dad is like, some bullshit, man.
He's like, fuck it, let the pilot die too.
Like, so like, we can talk shit about whoever's a bitch in the show, or whoever's Me Too, or whoever's blah, blah, blah. But I think it's unanimous to decide the worst character in the show is Gendo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the dad, he is
100%.
He's a fucking devil.
But
he's damn good at his job.
He is. So there's... unfortunately.
He gets it done, I guess.
He does, by any means necessary.
Fuck my son.
So as he's watching, you know, the people, like, pull the shit away from the blast area, Sinji sees that his friend's being pulled out of it, and he freaks out at the end of the episode. The next episode starts with him basically handing in his resignation, like, I'm not getting back inside one of those things. Well, he says it, actually, in fact, that he's going to tear the whole, like, nerve HQ down.
He's
like, I got enough power. Yeah. I'll fucking blow this whole place up.
Is this the second time he said he's going to quit?
This is the third time.
Is it the third?
It's the third. Because he wanted to quit right after the initial one.
Yeah.
And then a couple, one later when he went to the train station.
That's right.
And then this is the third one.
Yeah. So, wasn't going to quit this time. The first time he's going to kill everybody with him.
Yeah.
And then when his dad again was like, I don't have time for this shit. Yeah. And like, shut it down.
Right.
Yeah. It started basically killing his son. He's just like, crazy. Well, do you have anything to say for yourself? He's like, I quit. He's like, okay, get out.
Right. He's like, you do understand that you won't see me anymore. He's like, that's the entire reason I'm quitting.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, pretty much. Can you blame him for that?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
In the meantime, like, Suzuhara was waking up in his hospital bed. You know, Ray's checking in on him. Like, there's some other character stuff going on, but, you know, it's kind of neither here nor there.
Doesn't matter.
Ray is getting a personality, basically.
Ray is getting a personality.
She's starting to experience feelings and doesn't know how to deal with them.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, as Sinji's running away from this and he's about to get on the train again, And an angel comes down and he's just like, ah, fuck. Like, he can't get on the train. So he goes to this, you know, basically a shelter of some kind where he can try to wait this thing out. And we see that Asuka and Rei are deployed.
Yep.
Since the prototype 00 doesn't have its arm back yet, they're like, all right, put Rei in 01. But 01 rejects it. And they're like, all right, well, put the dummy plug in 01. And it rejects that too. Mm. And Rei's just like, fuck it, put me out in 00. I'll go for it. Like, I'll go out on the field with one arm.
She's
I'll
like, kamikaze, kamikaze, kamikaze.
Pretty much. So, I mean,
they had
Asuka up front too. Like, as this angel gets down, like, farther than any other one, it gets down actually into, like, their underground base.
She was like, I'm not going to lose again.
I'll be real with you. You were saying how if anybody can die in this, it'll be Asuka.
Yeah.
At this point, when I'm watching this show, I wanted everybody to die so this shit can just end. I just wanted everybody. I was like, destroy this whole thing, and this show is over. I know it's not because we clearly have more episodes left, but I was just like,
that angel was fucking dope, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was my favorite one. He or she or whatever, it like had the rubber arms, but it was fucking piercing through shit. I was like, hey, this is pretty tight.
Cutting off arms, cutting off heads.
At this point, I was on the angel side. I was like, yo, do this shit.
He
like,
got
win.
And then, like you said, he got down in there, too.
Yeah. Just, this is the most successful angel thus far.
And what was crazy, too, I noticed when he cut off Asuka's shit, like all the other Evas, like when they bleed red, but Asuka's bled purple.
Yes, it did.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's
about. And you notice that they never move Asuka out of hers. Asuka stays in hers at all times.
Pretty much.
I think it's maybe because it's a newer version, and they didn't want to resemble blood, so they were like, let's make it purple.
Maybe. Rob and I have
it's Kool-Aid.
Rob and I have a theory about the Evas, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. So Rei does go up with her one-armed Eva and is just like, fuck it. She does kamikaze thing. She takes one of those N2 nuclear bombs or whatever and just charges the thing, forces it through the shield, and it all it does is fuck up her Eva.
Yep.
has almost
that was
no
some
effect.
Vegeta ass Majin Vegeta.
it really fucking was. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good. Yeah. That's right.
Meanwhile, Sinji's hiding in this this bomb bunker, and the head from Asuka's Eva lands immediately in the like blows up the whole fucking bunker, and he's like, "All right, I got to run from here." And as he's watching the fight go on, he runs into Ryoji, who's out there watering his little watermelon patch, which we saw in an earlier episode.
I like him more,
and he's just like, "Well, I'm out here. This is all I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all I can do. What can you do?"
Bitch. And it's a great argument. He's like, "What are you doing out here? You're just being a shelter." He's like, "Well, I mean, if that thing wins, we're all dead anyway. So where would I choose to be? I could be with my girl. Or honestly, I know it seems funny for me. Yes, I know. I'd rather actually be out here watering my garden. And this is the only thing I can do. So this is what I'm doing."
Yeah. So as Sinji takes that and he runs back to the nerve base, just as the angel's getting inside, and like as it's coming at like the main command, like comes through the wall, like punch that thing in the face.
That shit was tight.
Yeah, it was a bitch move. Yeah.
I mean, it was.
But he was. What happened before that to get him there? See, I was gonna let you live, but now you know.
I'm just saying it was a bitch move. It's not like he saved
said,
us again.
I can't do anything.
We almost got there.
Yeah. I can't do anything. But what your bitch ass gonna do? And he was like, "Oh, I'm a bitch. I don't know. I don't know. And let me see my."
The last time I was in one of these things,
up.
My dad made me pretty much kill one of my friends.
But I'm going to just watch my other two friends get fucked up. And then, oh, you know what? I'm still undecisive.
Every time I get one of these Evas, something horrible happens to me. Every
and
time.
And then let me watch my
Every
two
single
friends
time.
Get fucking demolished. And I still don't know. And then I got to get convinced by this fucking Me Too ass motherfucker. That's fucking watering his watermelons. Oh. And he's like... Yeah, I'm trash as fuck, but what your bitch ass gonna do? And he was like, well, I still
this
don't
is
know.
The most interesting
ran,
like, story breakdown.
He ran, still contemplating, like, oh, I know what I'm gonna do. I don't know. And then you want to come in and try to save the day.
What do you mean try? What do you mean try?
He does. He does. Yeah.
There's no try.
I mean, they had the craziest fight scene that we've seen so far
yeah,
on the show.
They went in.
Because
yeah.
He gets his fucking hand ripped off as he's about to punch this thing, and he's just like dragging it by the throat all the way up
and
the
he told
elevator
his
shaft.
To hit the thing.
So the, yeah, one thing that I would like to point out about Shinji's bitch-assness is that they have this neural connection to these Evas. So when this thing cuts his arm off, it feels like his arm actually just got cut off. You guys remember when he fell down and started crying because it hurt so bad? Mm. Remember that part? Mm. No, it didn't happen because what he did was grab it by the throat and throw it through a goddamn building after his arm got cut off.
You got your adrenaline going at
yeah,
that
but it's cool.
Moment.
No, go ahead,
no,
Rob. What happens
that
next?
Moment, you still
see, I'm just saying, he's
it.
Such a bitch. He fell down
he's
and cried.
Still a bitch. You see, well,
I would love
took,
to see what you would do if your arm got cut off in the middle
there.
Of a fight.
All what it took to get
I
there.
I would love to see what you would do.
All, but like I said, all what it took to get there.
Yeah, whatever.
He's a bitch.
Yeah, okay.
So
he's still uh-huh. a bitch.
So he's fighting this thing, and just as he's about to try and kill this thing, his Eva runs out of power because it's not plugged in.
Oh, that was so whack.
And it's like, oh, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You
don't good.
Plug it in?
Yeah.
You gotta plug it in.
Yeah.
So this thing's tears its chest plate open and shows that these Evas also have that like red angel core
yep.
yeah. that you know that all these angels
Everybody's
have.
Like the fuck?
And he's just about to start.
It,
and it starts destroying
it, like,
on this thing. And then he's like, and Sinji's inside just being like, you know, begging his Eva to work. And then finally it comes back online, goes
crazy.
Absolutely berserk.
Yeah,
it's like his eyes open up, like the hell
yeah,
thing
the mouth
comes
opens.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mouth opens and it does that terrifying scream.
Yeah.
And it proceeds to regenerate. It regenerates an arm.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
The arm looks like a human arm when it regenerates.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it is skin. And
that shit is hard.
What he does, though, is he grabs like those things that you're saying, like those whip things,
yeah.
grabs one of those things from the other angel.
Yeah.
Puts it onto
its
socket,
yeah.
that regenerates into a human looking arm, and then proceeds to demolish.
Yeah. And it waited. His or her movements fucking changed.
Yeah, it was like crawling
was
on all
like,
fours.
Yeah. Moving and
yeah.
shit. Like.
And then.
And 400% sync level.
Right.
Yep. You know, so, I mean, hey, something going on here.
Yep. Yeah.
Something's working.
Yeah, yeah,
something's working.
Because, like, meanwhile, like, yeah, his dad's watching this, like, smiling the whole time, and his guy's behind him just like, was this the plan? He's like,
yes.
Finally
everything's
happened.
Finally
it's now starting.
Like, I'm like 20 episodes in. Everything's now starting.
So the other thing that happened is, like, so what the Eva does is, beats the fuck out of this thing, then goes
dog
and gets
shit.
Down and eats it.
Eats
yeah.
it. And people
yeah.
are throwing
like,
up just
like yeah,
yeah,
like it's like an animal. He's just like, and he's making that like
that looking
that,
around
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like an animal
yeah.
while he's eating it. And then it eats it to, they assume that it's eating it to incorporate the S2 drive, which
right.
means it gives it unlimited power forever.
Yeah.
So it incorporates the S2 drive. And as soon as it does incorporate the S2 drive, then all of the restraints, which we didn't know were restraints, they look
yeah.
like armor.
Yeah.
All the restraints on the Eva come off. Like
yeah,
it breaks
yeah.
through, forcefully breaks off those things. And then it roars and everybody's just like, oh, we don't
oh,
have
shit.
Any control.
Gaiaka, Gaiaka.
So that was, I thought, really, really crazy. Like that fight and that whole scene right there was ridiculous.
Yeah. And they basically say that, you know, they admit that, this isn't armor. These are restraints for these things, that these are basically clones of the first angel Adam that they've somehow genetically manipulated to try to be like, I think what they're doing is merging angels and humans.
And all right, so we can do it. You want to do it now?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
All right, okay. So me and Rob had a theory that we kind of said at the same time on the phone. Yeah. Thank you, Rob and I. had a theory that we said at the same time. It sounds like he reads. What we think is that the reason why these children are chosen is because their mothers were made into the Evas. If you think about any of these kids, they don't have any moms. Even like the new guy, what's his name, Toji. Nobody's there to make his lunches. You know, these girls are bringing their own lunches to school because they have to make them themselves. Like, none of them have mothers. Pretty much none of them.
The moms, specifically?
Specifically?
Specifically.
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. The thing is, they don't really define that well.
I think it's at least Shinji's mom.
It's at least Shinji's mom.
That's got to be Shinji's mom.
It has to be Shinji's mom.
She mysteriously disappeared, and everybody's like, kind of low-key thinks his dad murdered her.
Yeah. And, like, but he says that, though. He says that his mom is the Eva. He says that in that when he's going into that trance and everybody's like, he was like, oh yeah, like
he encounters his mom.
Yeah, but, he encounters. Right. He doesn't say like this Eva's my mom. It's just like it's kind of alluded to it.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it makes you for me. It made me think about all the other Eva pilots. Is like even the girl that I hate, Asuka. Her, you know, she even has like those breakdown moments where she's talking about her mom.
Yeah,
mom. You know, so it's like she doesn't have her mom. So it's like they all have this motherhood trauma and they all have these Evas that they're pretty much only allowed to be in.
And she mentioned she has some sort of dark past that Misato knows about. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, that's the past. Like,
yeah.
It's cool.
So it just feels to me like these parents or mothers specifically are being made into these giant things.
Damn, it sounds like
mixed
some
with like
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah,
very much
monkey,
so.
Yeah.
I think it's like, and it seems to be like interesting that, you know, you're taking something from Adam to make these Evas. You know what I mean? So clearly a lot of illusions there.
Ah!
They've talked a lot about how like everything's been foretold in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Thank you.
That was nice.
So like a lot of this is some prophecy shit that a lot of these people have seen coming for a long time. It seems like
I agree.
So
that's a good theory. Yeah, I like that.
It adds a lot of depth to the show. I'll say it doesn't necessarily make it.
It doesn't make it any better.
Doesn't
any?
Yeah.
No, I think it does.
Makes,
I think it does.
I think
make
it makes it better, but it's still
it
fucking slow as shit. And about twice as many episodes as there need to be.
It doesn't make it as worse as Gangsta as I had thought. If that's the theory, if that's real.
Just for the record, what Keenan said to me this morning, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Keenan. What did you say to me this morning?
I mean, this argument probably ain't going to hold no weight to compare to the other arguments we had earlier
today. I don't give a shit. No, don't you go over here. Like,
I don't care.
You walk in the.
We still have one tech. Let me just speed through this last one because it's mostly just like trippy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's basically the aftermath of this. Shinji has somehow disappeared from his pilot thing. He's basically been broken down into primordial ooze. He has no physical form anymore. And he's on some like crazy DMT trip of a lifetime.
Yeah. Wild.
Right? Like, it's wild. Fucking crazy. And he's.
Become one with me. It'll feel good.
Yeah, he's got like weird sexual fantasies about like all the women. Yeah.
All the it's so crazy.
But like, and then it's also like some Freudian shit with his mom connected to that thing. But but yeah, you get like some weird hints of his past where it turns out he has seen these Evas before because he remembers he saw them when he was a kid.
Yep.
Yeah. So his mom's been working on this. There's like a moment where like you hear dialogue between the mom and the dad, and she's just like, "Oh, our kid's about to be born. What are we gonna name?" And he's like, "Oh, let's go name him Shinji if he's a boy,
and Ray
if he's a girl, or if it's a girl." And then,
so what if Ray was a kid that they did have, but she just developed, he developed her in that particular space where they're at?
Like, could have been.
It's like that was like the last child before the mother died.
And they wouldn't be the same age unless they're twins.
Yeah, they might be twins. Also, too, it might be the Ava, that synchronization thing. That might be the, she didn't try to become the Ava, the Eva. Mm-hmm. She just was doing the test run. And then she ended up fucking sinking to the point where she couldn't unsink herself again.
I think that's possible, too, because while they're trying to unsink Shinji from it, the Dr. Rizzuto basically says, my mom tried to do this 10 years ago with somebody,
and it
wasn't
failed.
Successful.
Yeah.
So while this is all going on, you know, this takes place over like a month. They keep updating us how many days it's been. Asuka's like fucking destroyed because she failed so hard.
She's not even worried about who died and everything like that.
Nah.
Which she probably may be internally, but
Yeah, she's just like
selfish little fuck.
Pretty much. So
he gets the glory of winning. Like,
typical teenager.
He is primordial soup
right
now.
Right.
She's acting like a teenager, so I can't be that bad.
She's not even for a teenager. She's petty as fuck.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
But through this whole thing, Sinji's like connecting with his mom, also coming to terms with his shortcomings because he does run away from pain. Like that's his whole thing is he just wants to have a happy life.
It's funny. He's like, "What's wrong with running from pain?"
Yeah.
It's like, I kind of felt that.
You kind of need, like, hey, the good parts mean nothing without the bad, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Both. I get both sides. I'm like, why run away from pain? Because pain is growth. But at the same time, pain hurts.
Pain hurts. Yeah. So while they're trying to do this test, you know, it seems like things aren't going to go right. But as the things are failing and Misato goes into the, basically goes to the pilot tube to pull him out, and it's just a suit. Which also, by the way, I noticed when he went into the Eva, he was in his fucking street clothes, and then when she went to the pilot like thing, it was his pilot clothes. So what the fuck?
Yeah. I'll tell you this: the animation on the show has been pretty fucking bad.
It's been like they're a little
very
all over
lazy.
The place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's dog. It's choppy. Everything about this shit.
Yeah. So, but while she's basically crying over his empty suit. Sinji is then literally rebirthed from the Eva, like from that center, like
in
chest
a fetal
thing.
Position.
Yeah,
reminded me of Ace Ventura when he came.
Yeah, the rhino,
rhinoceros. Yeah. But the last scene, I believe, is basically Misato and Ryoji hooking up, and she basically says she acknowledges she's using him for the information that he has.
I respect that.
And she's just like, and he's like, he gives her the drive, and is just like, here, this is probably the last thing I'm ever going to give you.
You don't get no
outside of date. Because I mean, on the other side of that, like, I think people are coming for him because everybody on like that council is just like, what the fuck's going on with Sinji's dad?
He's supposed to be the bell.
And he's supposed to be the one that's looking after him, and they're just like, how fucking useful is a bell that doesn't ring?
Yeah.
So he's probably, his day's got to be numbered, I'm thinking. But that pretty much brings us to last
episode.
That was the worst fucking sex scene
I've ever seen.
It was
so awkward.
And that's why it goes to lazy animation. I'm not saying shorter sex scene, but they literally just go over to a drink and a table. And all you hear is, and it was so funny. I can tell. I feel like the voice actors were so awkward. I just feel like they were just like punching like some cloth.
Watching the English version? Is
that watch the English version.
Okay. Oh yeah, okay. I'll say the Japanese version was better than that.
Okay, the English version was fucking.
I kind of want to watch that. Now.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch it now. I didn't see that.
I was just watching it right here. I'm like, yo,
that
fuck
scene. The voice acting. I was like, this shit is brutal, bro. This just sucks.
The Japanese version was. I'd say I felt
it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable because it felt somewhat authentic.
Yeah,
okay.
It felt like they were actually having sex,
and they normally do. I feel like the Japanese, like I said, like I watched dub for convenience,
right?
So honestly, they do it better, but yeah, I was watching this shit and I forgot you guys are watching it on sub, so it's different, but goddamn,
it was interesting.
No,
too.
I've dubbed all of this one because I'm not gonna fuck no.
Yeah,
I'm
right, not, so yeah, no. I want to get to the thing that I've been wanting to get to all episode.
Yeah,
Keenan,
I'll open
this is not going to. This is not going to be the
Keenan. Goddamn it, just fucking say it.
Look,
he walked in. He was depressed. He walked in the office. What's wrong, Keenan?
I said, this is clearly the worst anime we've ever seen.
It's and I was even, like, Gangsta?
I said, it's worse than Gangsta because this is 26 episodes of bullshit.
That's what I, and so I was
and
like,
it's
completely disagree with
and
you,
And I was
sir.
Like, if they crunch this down to 12 episodes, and I want to give a sincere, and I might do this, I'll do this on the last episode. I'll talk about that on the last episode. But if this was crunched down to 12 episodes with the highlights of this show, it'll still be bad.
Yeah.
It'll still be a bad show.
Yep.
Because here's the thing where I give Gangsta. At least in Gangsta, the animation and fluidity of this animation in there and the fight scenes were pretty cool. This, at moments, it was.
Gangsta was
at
terrible.
Moments.
At
moments.
Gangsta is still
there
my basement
been,
all day.
Moments.
There hasn't been, to me, a moment where the animation was dope in this shit. So the animation's bad. It's slow as fuck.
Wait. So when they did the twin dance thing where they were like flipping through the air, like that wasn't dope to you? That shit was amazing.
That shit was trash.
That shit was
really?
Corny as
that
fuck.
That shit
to
was
me.
Trash.
It was corny as fuck to me.
I thought it looked good.
So
that shit
like,
was trash.
It was mad corny to me. And then the music playing in the background. I see what they were trying to do. I get that. I get what they're trying to do 100%. But I was just like, bro, I'm watching both of these shows. They're both so bad that I don't, it doesn't really matter what
but you said.
Think.
But you already said Gangsta
to
is
me.
Better.
No. I said, well.
That's what you said. You literally said that.
I said, Gangsta is probably better than this.
You didn't say probably.
But I said, with you guys' new theory, I'll be like, okay, that's pretty clever and cool if that's the case. But it's still a bad show. There's no getting past this being a bad show.
And on top of that, you got to think about, please, Brendan, take this compliment lightly. You got to think about the intelligence of y'all too and how deep you guys are and, you know, the level that y'all think on. I'm not saying Keenan's dumb or I'm dumb, but it's like, because we both came,
this show is definitely more up my alley.
Right. So you got to think about people, the average anime fan and the people that like anime like us, like, that shit is, like.
But here, I knew coming, like, a few weeks ago, I saw some stuff that I was like, all right, cool. I don't think most of the guys are going to like this show. Mm. And I was just curious because I was, like I've said, I don't know that I can necessarily defend the show. It's not ever going to make any of my top tens or anything like that. However, I would still recommend it to people like I would recommend, like, Citizen Kane. Like, I didn't necessarily think that was an interesting watch, but I think you should watch it if you're interested in, like, the history of this shit. Because it's clearly a pillar of the anime world. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes, 100%. 100% score on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's the award section on its wiki. Neon Genesis has scored highly on numerous popularity polls. In 1996, it won first place in Best Love Series anime in the anime category.
Best Love Series.
Best Love Series.
That means it ain't no Me Too shit.
Right.
So, Brittany might be right.
But it was also in 1996.
In 96.
Right.
The show won the award again, first place in 97 by a large margin. And then the movie won it again, first place in 98. It won. It was the first anime to win for the first prize three times. It was ranked the number 10 animated series, not anime. All animated series on IGN, it was number 10 on IGN's website of all animated TV series ever. Yes. The series placed third in Animage's anime that should be remembered in the 21st century.
Fuck you, Rob. Fuck you, Rob.
Go.
Fuck
you. In 98, it was EX.org's readers voted Neon Genesis the number one U.S. anime release in 1999 and the number two show of all time. In 2007, large-scale poll by TV Asahi found Evangelion was the second most appreciated anime in Japan, and the series was ranked as the most popular of all time in 2006 in a survey of 80,000 attendees. That there's a whole other paragraph. I could keep reading.
No, here's the thing. I'm not disputing that from the time that it won and that it came out. I'm saying in watching this now, because I said, I think last week, he said this anime didn't age well.
Yeah.
Some of those were from like 2008. 2008. Like coming into the 21st century.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I want to talk to the people that Because I guess it's all an opinion.
It's
all an opinion.
The thing. Absolutely.
The way, like the animes that I watch, this isn't it.
And I get that.
And so I'm not, and even with some animes that I like, like I said, Death Note is the same thing.
I still can't even, like, for me, because of the plot of this show and the storyline, the undercurrents, and the theories that can go along with it, it doesn't even compare to Gangsta, because Gangsta didn't even have that. Like, Gangsta didn't have shit.
You're going on possible theories.
No, I'm just saying,
fair.
Though, like, as an overall experience, like, of what, like, the show was, Gangsta was really frustrating because we didn't even know what the fuck was happening. Do you not remember this? Like, we really didn't know what was happening.
That's true.
Like, mm-hmm. They made it up every week.
It was an unfinished thought.
That's what I'm saying. But hold on. So, like, you're over here defending Gangsta against this show, and I'm like, look, this isn't my favorite anime either, but the thing that I remember, because I went back and listened to how we were talking about Gangsta, like, we didn't, the only compliment that we gave that show was the almost fight that happened. That's the only one.
Yeah.
Where we couldn't say, like, everything about the writing of that show, the directing of the show, the music of the show. The only compliment we gave was the one rooftop fight that they didn't even show us.
Well, what compliment have we given this?
Right now, I'm saying that the plot line and the story,
I think it is
interesting.
We have given the show props on sound design. We've given it on even on some of the character development today. We've said with Ray and even with Ryoji and some.
Yeah,
of those
I don't think that was when I said it wasn't a compliment. It was just me stating that it's happening.
All I'm saying is that this show is cohesive. That's it. No, I'm saying it's like a cohesive piece. There's a progression. Like you understand everything that's happening. It's not like you're like, oh shit, someone attacked this particular
it can be
station
cohesive, but
that
if
is things
I'm
like the
bogged
earth,
down with boredom
the earth,
trying to
no,
watch it.
No, but that's
it,
fine.
That's
but like, we were bogged down with boredom watching fucking Gangsta. So what I'm saying is we watched Gangsta.
But at least
Gangsta,
it ended in 12 episodes.
Right.
We didn't even know what happened in those 12 episodes. Like, what is Gangsta about?
And I appreciate them cutting the shit off at 12 episodes.
Right.
Because this is what I'm talking about. I understand all the accolades that this show has gotten. And
I don't think you do, because you said it's worse than Gangsta. You don't understand.
I can hate a movie, but understand why people love it. I'm not one of those people that's like, when a movie's like, if I think a movie's trash, like, how do you not understand? I'm like, to me, like you said, I understand that. Do we even like, there's certain animes that you talked about that you said you like, and I'm like, all right, I can see if Brendan Bryant love this shit and I fucking completely hate this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when we talked about the two animes that we just started watching, Fire Force and Dr. Stone.
Yeah, y'all had two different opinions.
I think both are going to be good, but I think Firestone is way more up my. I mean, Fire Force is way more up my alley. It's way more what I would love
clearly
to watch.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm simply saying, in the sense of I understand that, because sound design, I will say, when I was watching, I said the sound design, if this sound design was for a better anime, oh, this would have been incredible.
Yeah, that's the case.
But
and all
this
that,
anime
amazing.
To me is so long and it's bad. Like I was literally like, I had to be like, I was like unconsciously awake while watching this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how.
Super side note: there's an anime that came out between like 1987 called Saint Seiya. Have either of you guys, any of you guys, ever heard of that one?
No.
Okay, that's all. I just wanted to know, because I would be able to have a whole conversation about some shit. But
my biggest comparison is that if this was 12 episodes, condensed down to 12 episodes, right, of the best episodes that we've watched. And we're going to probably have to watch what I heard. It's nothing else to tell in this, really. But I think in the 12 episodes span of this, I'll be like, all right, this is better than Gangsta. But the fact that it's so long, and we got five more.
Same
six
thing,
more.
I mean,
so, I'm sorry, so I'll keep saying
and
five
it's
more.
The same thing we said with Samurai Champloo. If you drop those down, it's maybe still okay.
But
you got to do 27 episodes. It's like,
don't you give me no goddamn maybe a Samurai Champloo.
With Samurai Champloo, and I'll talk about Samurai Champloo the next time we talk about it, because we got to get out of here. But that's my main gripe, is that this shit is another six episodes.
Yeah.
I had people DM me say like, bruh, just do 11 and get the shit out the way. I can't do this with y'all. This shit is terrible.
Yeah.
This is other fans
this. I've had people message me and say like, dude, you picked a good one. And honestly, like, I'm not loving the show, but to say that it's as bad as Gangster, I don't think
it's
so.
It's close.
For
it's
me, this is on the
close.
Level of like Samurai Champloo and Trigun.
No way.
Yes. Fuck no.
No way.
Fuck no.
No. Yes.
No way.
So,
no,
yes.
So then, I'm going to say this, and I know people are going to get mad. Probably Keenan might get mad, but it's like, this shit didn't age well. And different things mean different things to different people. I understand that. But, like, this really reminds me of, like, Tupac. Like, Tupac at the time, and everybody now reveres Tupac as one of the best ever, but, like, Tupac is not that great of a rapper. Like, and
if you're going off bars, yeah.
He's not that great. It's just
bars.
His impact and what people did at that time. Like, there's people now that alive that can out rap. I can give you 10 rappers.
Nobody
can out rap.
Nobody ever
can't argue.
But
we don't have time for this argument.
Yeah, we don't. But I just to say what you're saying, just to combat that. Nobody ever says Tupac is the greatest in the sense of lyrical bars.
But they still say
they understand his impact and his cultural impact. Tupac has the biggest culture. Motherfucking men are wearing nose rings, and that's a Tupac thing.
But they say he's the greatest for whatever reason. But you listen to his music now, it doesn't last. Like
it does. I hear it on the radio. When I hear it on the radio and I listen to All Eyes on Me, All Eyes on Me is still a fucking
But I said there's points. His hits hit. But other than that, his albums are not the same. They don't last. Same thing with his anime.
We got to cut this. But which pretty much Tupac is, everything that's happening now, Tupac has said in his albums. It's literally all, Tupac has said a lot of stuff that Kendrick's even saying, a lot of stuff when it comes to whether it's the black movement, the police, and all that stuff like that. Tupac has said that on those albums, and it's happening now.
But it's still, the content might be there. Like this anime, the content might be there. The overarching theme might be dope, but what you're seeing and what you're getting and how it's, you know, how it's presented to you is not dope.
And that's exactly what I was saying. It's like, I'm not necessarily like, oh man, if you like anime, fucking watch this show. But I'm like, if you want to see, like, do your homework and like see what anime is about, watch the show. Like, because this is what it came from.
Yeah. And
like,
that's exactly,
you should check
and that's
it out.
Exactly what I'm
we
saying too,
we got six more episodes as of right now. Only way I would recommend this is to say, this is considered a classic to people.
Yeah. I totally get why people don't like it.
I totally would be like, I'm not fucking with this.
Yeah,
I get that. And that's what I was saying. Like, I get why people like Tupac,
The reviews of this show is outstanding.
Yeah.
So maybe you're going to watch it and be like, you have a whole different depiction.
Same thing with Akira. It was outstanding.
Well, that's the thing.
You're going to get some heat for that, though. Mm. Yeah, people already gave me some heat for that one. But, like, yeah, let's we actually got to wrap this up. How long? We good?
Yeah, it's about that time.
I drop yourself.
The eye exam, THEIYEXAM.
Brennan.
At Mr. Producer Face on the gram.
Rob.
RV Danger. RV Danger 44 on Twitter.
Keenan Baker on everything. Ice and I have another bonfire show, July 31st.
Yep.
Come through, 8 o'clock. Be there early.
Early.
Free tickets on Eventbrite. Just type in Bonfire Stories on Eventbrite. Check us out. And myself is Keenan Baker on everything. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.